What's good, what's his, y'all? This is your girl, Anisha, and welcome to For the Love of Anisha podcast. Today's date is April 28, 2022, on this beautiful Thursday night at 7:32 p.m. Hi, you guys. It is Thursday. I know this is a big surprise because usually I don't do episodes except on Fridays, so I'm revamping my podcast episodes. I am going to have topics, you know. It might be three topics in one episode. It might be two. It might be one. But just enjoy the ride. Because I had a listener. That's my homie. She said that my episodes with topics are better than my Freestyle Friday. You know, because Freestyle Friday was... And I'm still going to have them, but it's not going to be on topics at hand. It's going to be like different, you know, I got to figure some stuff out, but Freestyle Friday will be back, but not right now. We going to try something different and see, you know, what's on the minds of my listeners. Welcome new listeners and welcome old listeners. So I think this episode, I might have three topics in one because I need to know what's difference of stuff and how, you know, everybody feel about it. I mean, y'all can come on the app and say your comments or, you know, hit me in my DMs on my Instagram because I do repost my podcast to my Instagram story. So we can, you know, dilate. I don't know that word, y'all. I'm just making up shit. We can talk about it. So, the first topic at hand is physical cheating worse than emotional cheating. So, I think it depends on the situation and the person. And to be honest, I think I do both because I'm an emotional person. But at the same time, like, I can physically cheat with somebody and don't have no emotions about them. And then I can have emotional while I'm cheating with this individual and then have physical. So I do both, you know? Because if you got my mind, baby, you got my panties. But I don't do that no more. That was like when I was in my 20s, like... I used to cheat real bad. Like, real bad. Like, real bad. Because I'm not like this no more. Unless you make me. I used to tell dudes, like, if I cheat on you, it's a reason. It might not because, it's like, you're not giving me what I need. Because at the time, let me tell you, in my 20s, I was a little, you know, a little rabbit, you know, just like hopping, just having a lot of sex. Not saying I'm just out here just busting a wide open for everybody. No, usually I used to double back to my exes. I'm guilty of it, you know what I'm saying? But I don't do that no more. Well, I mean, look, when I'm not in a relationship, I go to this one individual, you know, he know who he is, but we ain't talking about that. We talking about physical cheat versus emotional cheat. So, when I used to cheat, it was both, I think, because I couldn't just have sex with anybody I didn't have a connection with, you know? So, I emotionally cheat and physical cheat, you know? It's not just, it's not separate. It's together when I do it because it's like, you gotta move me, you know? You gotta get me, I mean... I get myself wet, but if you can get a wetter, you know what I'm saying? Like, wetter than what it is, like, it's like the river, but you need to make me feel like the ocean for me to have sex with you, you know what I'm saying? So it has to be emotional cheating with the physical cheating when it comes to me. So some people might judge me, whatever, I feel like most people will say this. I never cheated. And some people, I believe it. You know, you can tell when a person says it that they really meant it. You know, like, they never cheated. It's like, they always will get cheated on. And I should say, like I said before, like, I was the one that always would cheat because I was a cheater, right? But I was bold enough to tell the man, you know, like, this is why I cheated, you know? And they wouldn't stay. And that's okay. That's okay. Don't stay, my nigga. But this goes into the next topic I'm about to talk about. Why do men are so quick? Why do men... I can't even talk. It's the wine, y'all. Why are men so quick to leave us women when we cheat? But when they cheat, we stay down. 10 toes down. You know what I'm saying? Let me drink a little bit more wine. Because we about to get into it right now. Right now. Right now. Like, why is that? Like, that's so fucked up. That's a fucked up situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a fucked up situation. Like, it's crazy. I feel that man ego is in the way and they can't process that my girl just cheated on me. And my boys, see, men always worry about their boys, okay? They don't worry about themselves. So they always worry about my boys gonna know that my female cheated on me. So it's just best for me to break up with her. You know what I'm saying? Or if they don't break up with us, they're on our ass. Like, flies on shit, you know? And then they get fed up. Like, you can do any little thing. You might not answer your phone when they call. Now they want to break up. Versus us women, you could cheat on us 5,000 times. I'm exaggerating, like 5, 10, 20 times, 30. That means this nigga been cheating with you, cheating on you. Sorry, y'all. It's the wine kicking in. I'm drinking some water. Hold on. So, this nigga... Sorry, y'all. It's coming out. So this nigga can be with one woman or five women for 6 years. You know what I'm saying? Or like I said, he's a cheater. So he just keep cheating because he know that you ain't gonna leave him. And we still stay there like, okay, it's hope. He ain't gonna cheat on me. I gave him 5 kids, 8 kids, 1 kid, 2 kids, whatever. I gave him all this. I be submissive to this man. I do all this because he's my man. I do everything that I'm supposed to do as a woman, as his woman, as his wife, his girlfriend. And this nigga is cheating on me. And I'm still going to be there. Unless, then it's an open marriage. You know what I'm saying? Or open relationship. Now both of y'all know y'all cheating on each other and it's all good, but when we cheat, men are very fast, very, very, so fast. They are so fast to be like, I'm gone. But we stay, y'all. Why is that? Is it the dick or is it the financial, you know, how can you say it? It's the wine. Y'all gonna be cracking up. Is it because the eggplant is good? The reason I'm saying eggplant, y'all, because my god baby and my sisters, they can hear this podcast. Well, shit, fuck it. Is it because the dick? Is it because he's the one that's the breadwinner? Is it because he does everything and you don't do nothing? It's like, what is it? Like, I just don't understand. Because I was that girl, okay? I was that little girl that... I say little girl because I was a woman, but a little girl in the sense that I couldn't get my power back to be a woman because he was taking care of the house or whatever. Even though I had a job and everything, you know, it was his house. It was in my house. So, as long, I'm sorry, y'all. Let me read the yard. I feel like as long as he did what he's supposed to do, it's okay. And it's not, y'all. It's not okay. I feel like I'm not saying be the man. I'm not saying, you know, do what I say. Do what goes with your heart. If this man keeps cheating on you, or, you know what I'm saying? We ain't even gonna talk about the physical abuse, but we talking about cheating right now. We gonna get to the physical abuse later in another episode, but if he keeps cheating on you, why you don't leave? That's why it's always good to make your own money. It's always good to have some type of property. And it's always good to keep your apartment or your condo or motherfucking house on the side. Because you just never know what will happen. Even if you and him have a house together, a condo together, always have your own on the side, okay? I'm giving y'all some game because the guy I talk to now, I could go move with him, right? I could be like, oh, I want us to move together. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, no, why? And then I'm always say I want to move with my husband because I don't want to move with no more boyfriends. But it's like, even if I move with my husband, you know what I'm saying? We doing all this stuff, not putting, you know, bad juju on my marriage when I do get married. If that, you know, fruition. But, you know, I just want to make sure I have my own. It's always good to have your own, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Your own money. You know, always have a little money tucked somewhere. Always have somewhere you can go just in case stuff get bad, you know? And you got to go. And it ties into the next topic. Ooh, we getting into topics. I like this flow. You know, I got to check off these topics so I won't be keep talking about and rumbling about the same damn thing. Is almost cheating cheating? Because like Brandy said, almost doesn't count. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost cheating cheating. Well, let me give you my point of view of that. So, like, I can agree with my partner. You don't almost do nothing. It's either you're going to do it or not. It's no gray area. And I feel like almost cheating is cheating. You know? Because you're thinking it, you're about to do it, but you don't do it because you don't want to get caught. You know? And it's like, is it cheating? Like, I'm both. I'm yes and no. It's like, so the yes, it is almost cheating. Because you're thinking about cheating, so you might as well just do it. You know, it shouldn't be no gray area in cheating. You should just do the damn thing. If you're going to do it, do it. Do it right. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if when I did cheat, that's why I like yes and no, because I feel like it's both. Like, yeah, it's almost cheating, but no, it's not almost cheating, because you almost don't do nothing. It's either you're gonna do it or not, right? So basically, yeah, I just said, I know I'm a little tipsy, y'all. So it's almost cheating cheating. That's the question at hand. Yes, it is cheating. Because, and then it's no, it's not cheating because you didn't do it. So it's like both. So if I'm about to cheat, I'm not almost going to cheat. It's either I'm going to cheat or not. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you about to take a shit. And you almost about to shit. No, you going to shit or not. You know? So it's like that question is redundant. You know, it's crazy because some people be like, no. Because at first I was like, no, that ain't cheating. But I'm like, but then again, yeah, it is cheating. But then it's either or. Like, it's a gray area because you're not almost doing nothing. You're almost doing something because if you're thinking it, you're going to do it, my nigga. Either way. Just like, oh, I'm about to shoot the gun. it's not, oh, I almost shoot the gun. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little common sense, you know? It's a little fucking common sense, you know what I'm saying? It has to be common sense because you're fucking cheating, my nigga. You're cheating. You are cheating. You cheating, bae. You're cheating. You are cheating. So, I'm about to give y'all a story. I think I might have told y'all, but I'm going to tell y'all asses again because guess what? This topic basically is about cheating. My own personal, you know, example. So, I always talk about him because I just know if I did not do what I did, I would not. We might be out here in Vegas. We might be. But then again, I know how close he was to his mom. You know what I'm saying? And his grandma. So I don't think we would have moved out of Oakland, but we would have been close to Oakland. So I was dating this dude. Okay, let me just give y'all, let me run it back. Okay, so this was when I went to Mary College. I met this dude. I want to say his name so bad. So bad. Okay, fuck it. His name was Wesley. The day that I met Wesley, right? His best friend. Oh, I'm about to say his name. Oh, well, fuck it. His best friend, Marcel, was in the car, too. So, remember Marcel. Remember that. So, it was a nice day. I was in Fruitvale. I think I was going to the bank or to the nail shop somewhere. Is it 35th or Fruitvale I was at? It was Fruitvale. If you know Oakland, you know, if you know East Oakland, Fruitvale, I think I was going to the bank. No, I was going to the nail shop. It's a nail shop on MacArthur in Fruitvale. Yeah, because it wasn't 35th. Was it 35th? It wasn't 35th. It was Fruitvale and MacArthur. Anyway, so I was on my way to the nail shop. It was a nice sunny day. I remember like it was yesterday. And Wesley hollered at me, right? So I was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. This one I stayed on 35th. So you know, we exchanged numbers, whatever. I went to the nail shop. He went on by his day. When him and his best friend went by their day, whatever. So then fast forward, this one I was smoking weed. I know I say a lot. I'm gonna practice on that too, y'all. Sound like a damn. Okay, anyways. So, I did it again. I gotta practice that. So, we started kicking it, me and Wesley. But that's when I used to smoke weed and drink really, 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 really heavy. Right? Really, really, really heavy. Nasty heavy, like Hennessy and the bottle, drinking it with the weed, you know, and the blunt in the hand. But anyways, so he would come by the house, we would kick it. Mind y'all, I would tell y'all, like, we never had sex, and that surprised a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? That's like what, you never had sex with Wesley? No, I never had sex with that man. I never, ever. He don't know what it smell like, and it doesn't have a smell. You know what I'm saying? He don't know what it look like to see if it smell or not. I don't know what his penis look like or nothing. We never had physical sex. He was just a vibe. He was a cool, real ass partner. I would smoke weed. We would chill. You know, it was nothing sexual. I feel like if we would have took it more further, then yeah, we would have had sex. But we didn't. He was just a cool ass dude, you know, from East Oakland. You know, he had a good job, and of course he maybe had a little side hustle. Everybody had a regular job to this day, especially today, because if I still lived in Oakland, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I mean, I would have 2 regular jobs and at least 3 side hustles, because now in the Bay, it's expensive to live, and bitch, we ain't gonna be homeless and broke. We gonna hustle. So I have 5 incomes coming in. But anyways, back in that time, I think I was like between 18 and 20. So, because I was still going to Mary College. Yeah, I was going to Mary College. Was I going to Mary? I don't know. I think I was. But anyway, yeah, we was talking, vibing and everything. Fast forward, I met, it was six of us that moved into this house in the Dubs. Now for my people, I know they gonna listen to this podcast. I know. They might not. I don't know. But I was 21. Our house was the party house because it was six of us. We stayed in this house. And, we stayed in this house on 23rd. We call it the Dubs. And me and Wesley still, cool and stuff. But coming to find out, one of the roommates that became, my friend, she knew Wesley and Marcel. So at this time, I don't think me and Wesley was really like talking, but we was cool. You know what I'm saying? Because, at that time I was a little player from Himalaya. It was still like the same kind of, the same. I had a rotation of men, but it was the same men. It was nobody new. Everybody knew the men that came to my room. Okay. That was the boom, boom room. Cause I was having sex with this one dude. I ain't gonna say his name cause he a hoe. Y'all might know his ass. I was having sex with this one dude. It was my ex. It was this dude named Junior. And who else? And then it was another person y'all might know. But we didn't have sex either. That's crazy. I should blast his ass on my podcast. But I don't know if he in a relationship. But we didn't have sex either. It's a couple of dudes I did not have sex with. So I'm trying to think who else was in the boom boom room. That's it. Okay, so boom. So I was messing with this dude that worked with one of the girls I was friends with. They all worked at FedEx. Right? Was it FedEx? Yeah, FedEx in the east. Off of Hangenberger. I guess it's by the airport. The FedEx by the airport. That's all I know. Okay, so they worked together, but mind you, the dude that came in my room, he was a barber too. So, at nighttime, after his shift from FedEx, he would come to my house and, we would chill and do whatever. Grown folks think. So, it was time that I would see Wesley and Marcel in my partner room because they all went, they all hanged out or whatever. And it was one day that the girl told me, my partner, she was like, Marcel feeling you. And I'm like, really? I'm like, the funny thing is... I used to talk to his best friend, Wesley. She was like, that Wesley, that's who you was talking about. I was like, yeah, I used to talk to him. But we never did nothing. Like, I put that on everything. Like, we never did nothing. And everybody thought we did something because I was very sexual. Me and Wesley didn't do nothing. Like, I'm not going to put a lie on my body count, okay? Me and Wesley did not do nothing. But I was like, yeah, me and Wesley used to talk, and he was so mad. Wesley was like, why would you say that? Da, 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 da. I'm like, I'm a real-ass bitch. That's one thing about me. I can own up to, who I talk to. And they could have been friends, and I didn't know her if I didn't know whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? We real trill around here, I didn't care. But I was like, I just wanted to be transparent. I just wanted to, be real. But that didn't stop Marcel to talk to me, though. So, fast forward, we all hanging out at they partner house. See, look here. Let me tell y'all something. Like, in one of my past Freestyle Friday episodes, I always talked to dudes that had their own place or had roommates. You know what I'm saying? Y'all new age bitches, y'all niggas still stay with they mama or their granny. No shade, because, I had to do that too. But I'm talking about the niggas. I always was messing with niggas that stay with roommates or they had their own motherfucking place. I don't care how they got it. That's theirs. Or they mama house. Or, they had houses. Or apartments or wherever the fuck. They always had a place for me to go fuck them. Or I had a place for them. You know what I'm saying? That's how... That's what I'm saying, from high school. Like I told y'all, I was messing with somebody that stayed motherfucking downtown Oakland. Do you know how cheap that had to be for them to stay downtown Oakland? Like, now I don't see them staying downtown Oakland. You know what I'm saying? That rent must have been cheap. A little cheap. But I was messing with somebody in high school. He was in high school too. His roommate was his cousin, and they motherfucking had a motherfucking place in motherfucking downtown Oakland. Y'all new bitches, I don't know. I need to teach a class how to get niggas Or, and I need to, you know, females need to have their own place too. But I'm just saying, if you're a little bit older than me, I need you to have your own place. Not staying with your mama, granny. Because, nigga, I'm staying with my mama. Because if a bitch staying with her mama, you know, or vice versa, either one. Y'all staying at home, somebody got to have their own place. But anyways, that's this year. Y'all need some game. But anyways. So, we went to their partner house. Because at this time, Marcel was staying with his mama. Okay. And I had my own, you know, room at the time. But most of the time, we would go back to his mama's house. And I know, like I said, it's nothing wrong living with your parents, you know. But most of the time, I mess with niggas that, you know, stayed by themselves. But anyways. So, we was kicking it at their partner house. And Marcel came up to me. We started talking about stuff, you know. And he was like, I asked Wesley, you know, can I talk to you? And I'm like, yeah, me and Wesley, that's folks. Like, I'm like, and I told him too, I'm like, we didn't do nothing. You know, we were just hanging out, talking. I mean, it could have got physical, but it didn't, you know? I see him as, like, a real homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, have my back. Like, there when I call, you know? And he was like, oh, okay. So, fast forward, we start talking, hanging out or whatever. Hit it off nice. Everything was good, and, yeah, everything was good. I mean, we wasn't in a relationship, but we were both honest, like, if we did mess with somebody outside of our little union that we had, like, we will tell each other so nobody won't be surprised, you know? Like, if we're out and, you know, he see a bitch or I see a nigga, like, it's all good, you know, we know what it is so nobody won't look stupid. Like, when I say that was a good man, y'all, he was a good man. He was a good man. So, we started getting a little serious. And I would be at his mama house all the time. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with staying with your mama. I didn't care where he stayed at. He could have stayed in the motherfucking anywhere. I love that man. I love that man. I liked him and I loved him. We loved each other. We did stuff. I ain't gonna talk about it. They ain't y'all business. But, like, he was, like, a best friend, a lover. He cared about me. Like, he had my back. Like, he'll go to war with me for me. He was a... y'all, I fucked up. So, fast forward. Everything going good. And then he had to do a little... It was a situation between him and somebody. And that didn't stop us being together. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew what it was. I didn't care. I'm like, I don't care. I'm still going to be here. So, he was like, okay, I see you. And I was, in his eyes, a good woman until the night of, y'all. My little fast ass went to the club with them. So at first, I wasn't going to go to the club with him and his best friend. But I was like, let me go out. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's never good to bring sand to the beach. So we dancing, whatever. And this is the cheating part. So let me drink some water, y'all. So the cheating came is when I was dancing with somebody, and it was not the dancing that made him mad and angry at me. It was how I was dancing. So of course I had a dress on, I had heels on or whatever, and I still, you know, it's just like, damn, I fucked up. You know when you fucked up, I fucked up. Excuse me. So, I'm dancing with this dude, Marcel and his best friend, I think was at the bar dancing too, or whatever, you know, they just let me, you know, do me. I mean, he let me do me, you know, he wasn't tripping, because he like, she come home with me at the end of the night, so I ain't tripping, long as I don't step out, you know, being disrespectful. So, most of the people in the club knew me, right, because I was that girl that went to all the parties, to clubs, you know what I'm saying, and I'm 21, so I've been to all the, you know, I know all the security, whatever, in downtown Oakland. So, we at this club in downtown Oakland. You know, everything going good until the dude... I like a challenge, but I shouldn't have took the bait. So we was dancing, whatever. He picked me up and I was like, I was, you know, dancing, whatever, grinding. Then he put me on the floor. So I was dancing and grinding him on the floor. And everybody was like, woo, go, go, woo. And then when I tell y'all, cause this man, when I said he's chocolate, dark as night, he is dark as night. I ain't seen him so mad in my life. And the nigga was under alcohol. So he was so mad at me because how I was dancing with the dude on the floor. So basically I was humping, dry humping. And when I say y'all, he looked and see that it was me. I know I broke his heart at that moment because he's like, did she just disrespect me? So then when I seen his face, I got up and I just kept apologizing. I'm like, Marcel, I'm so sorry. Like he was like, get the fuck off of me, Ernisha. He was like, you know, we know. You know, it ain't like, we know, like, we went to the club individual sometimes. You know, I went with my girls. He went with the dudes. Then we'll end up, you know, seeing each other at the club. He was like, you know, everybody noticed. The security guard noticed. And da-da-da-da-da. And you disrespecting me. He was so mad. And at that time, I was drunk, too. So I was like, what did I do? I kept saying, what did I do? What did I do? He was like, man, I'm about to leave your ass. And I was like, what? I was like, Wesley, you about to leave me? He was like, Ernisha, I can't help you. He was like, I can't help you. It's his car. And I'm like, oh my God. He was about to leave me, y'all. So my drunk ass don't know where I put my shoes. I'm looking for my shoes. I'm calling my other partner, our mutual friend. She was like, oh, Ernisha, what happened? She was like, he called me. And I told her, she was like, Ernisha, why would you do that? She was like, you know Marcel, like, hecka like you. You know what I'm saying? When I say he turned purple, y'all, when I say he dark. Dark as night with white ass teeth. That's the problem. He had white teeth. He was dark skinned. He was 6-something. He smelled good. He had a regular job. He wasn't a drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, he would defend himself now. He's from East Oakland. He's from Brookfield. So, gotta fight. I messed up, y'all. I fucked up. And he, in his eyes, that was cheating. Because he like, how can you do that? Like, I don't care if you dance, but you on the floor with this nigga with a dress on. You know what I'm saying? So I was crying. I was like, tell him not to leave me. So he got in the car and everything. I think he was, this is not the first thing. So this is the first thing. I mean, this was after, but I'm saying it backwards. It's another story too. So he was about to be on the freeway on his way to drop off his best friend. And then he turned back around because our mutual friend called him and was like, go get her. Like, at that time, I don't think Uber or Lyft was invented yet. So it's either hitch a ride with a stranger to back to my house or, you know, just, I don't know, walk home. That was, Lord, y'all know, if y'all know, downtown to the Dubs, I mean, it's not far, but that shit is far, and I had heels on, because I knew I was getting in a car, I didn't have to bring no sandals with me, so he turned back around, he called me, he said, come on, Ernisha, and I was like, okay, got in the car, when I said he didn't speak to me, like, Wesley had to break the ice, so he dropped off Wesley, and I was about to get in front of the car. Getting afraid, he said, no, stay your ass in the back. Y'all know that episode, that scene on The Wood, when he told the dude, that's how I was like, why you don't want me up there? He said, you should just stay in the back. He was like, because if I didn't like you so much, I would push your ass out on the freeway. He was mad at me. He was so angry. So he took me home. And then I was walking up the stairs and he drove off. I was really, really drunk. To blend up, because in our house that we stayed in as roommates, we had stairs, okay? So I'm tumbling up the stairs. I don't know if I took a shower. I think I just threw my motherfucking heels off and laid on the bed. That's how drunk I used to be. So usually they would have to maybe try to carry me in or drag me in, or I had to go get, because usually after the club, we went to Denny's. On 73rd or Jack in the Box across the street if Denny's was too full. So that was a cheating episode. That was a cheating. That was bad. So I think he did call me. He came back and said he was too drunk to drive all the way to the 90s, because I'm in the dub. So he's from 98, and I live in the dub. So he was like, I'm too drunk, and he was like, so many police. He said, I'm coming back, but I'm sleeping on the couch. And I was like, that's fine. I'm like, have fun with the cat, because we had a cat in the house. You know what I'm saying? I said, have fun with the cat. He said, oh. He said, I guess I'll come upstairs. I'll sleep on the floor. I said, okay, that's fine. I said, I told him, I said, you can park your car in the front and just sleep in your car if you don't want to be by me. And he was like, I could. I said, yeah, you could. You don't have to come upstairs. See, the same thing. Like, I be drunk, but I know what, you know, I know what I do. But I be, like, real drunk, so it'd be, like, sloppy talking. But he ended up coming upstairs. Coming in the house, coming upstairs, and I was trying to give him a hug. Y'all, he was not fucking with me. As much as we are physical with each other, he did not want to touch me, kiss me, nothing. Okay? He's just said, Nisha, leave me alone. Let me walk up the stairs. I was like, okay. And I just kept saying sorry how he was going to tease our Nisha. It's 5:00 in the morning. 5:00 in the morning. Because the club let out at 3:00. But I think we did make a stop. We did make a stop because they was hungry. But it was in our regular spot. I was drunk, y'all. I just know that the club let out at 3:00 usually. And we left like at 2:45, 2:30. Well, they left. And then they came back and got me. And it was 3:00. And then I think we got something to eat. He dropped off his best friend. He dropped me off. Then he drove. So it was like almost damn near 5:00. So he's like, Anisha, shut up. There's people sleeping in the house. You talking loud. Like, because I talk real, real loud. When I get drunk, I talk fucking loud. So fast forward. He didn't sleep. He slept in the bed with me, but he... he said, where's the extra sheet? I said, you know where it is. So he got an extra sheet. He did not have sex with me. He didn't touch me or nothing. I was trying to hug him. Ciao. He said, just get the fuck off of me. And when he never cussed at me, ciao. And that's a tall nigga. So I was like, okay. I felt like he was going to hit me. And he not an abusive person. I think he was going to hit my ass. So fast forward. The next morning, he was gone, y'all. He was gone. That's how mad he was. He didn't give me kiss back. He didn't text. All he did is text me and say, I made it home. About to get ready for work. That's it. So then, after that, he gave me, that was the first try, okay? That's the first thing. So then we start really getting close after that, you know. So I know this is very, 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 very nasty. Y'all, I had to suck a lot of dick to, I had to pray him to forgive me. And he didn't have a small dick, okay? That was a long dick. Now, I bet that dick. That dick was long and fat. At least 10 inches. Maybe 12. That shit was long. You know what I'm saying? I had to suck a lot of dick to get him to forgive me. So, that happened. He forgave me. Lovey. So then, y'all know what I did. I cheated. Like, physical cheated. So, I think we had gotten into it about something. And about his situation. And I was like, well, nigga, that's why I fucked somebody else. Y'all, we was on the freeway. I don't know. Like I said, if you're from Oakland. So we was on the freeway. Going to the Dubs. From where we was coming from. I forgot. Nigga, I had drunk nights. I was high and drunk. We was coming from somewhere. Oh, no. We went to go get some condoms. Because, you know, he was like, I want you pregnant right now. Blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I wish we didn't wear no condoms. I would have his baby. That's the day I'll have his baby. Because I know he's going to take care of his kids. But anyways, let's hear it. Y'all. Oh, my God. He was about to punch me. Because we was getting into it. Because he had a situation. And it involved another girl. And we was getting into it a lot, and I was like, well, you be at the bitch house so much, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, yeah, that's why I cheated. Y'all, he was so angry at me. When I said he stopped the fucking car in the middle of the freeway, he said, bitch, get out. I'm like, I'm not going nowhere. He said, bitch, get out of my fucking car. Y'all, he got out the car, and trying to drag me on the freeway, get me out of his car. And we were sober. No, I was high, but he was sober because we went to, that's where we went. We went to Dublin Pleasanton to the Walmart that was 24 hours. We had to go get some condoms because we ran out of condoms. That's how, I'm telling y'all, we used to fuck all the time. Fuck. And then when I'm on my period, I used to suck his dick so much. Like, that's how much fucking we was doing. He would get a 20 pack. We using bitches. I don't know if all of them was used on me. He might have been, you know? But most of the time, I was with him all the time. So we was fucking all the time. Fuck. Sex. Fuck. A lot of fucking going on. So we ran out. We went to Dublin Pleasanton. It was a 24-hour Walmart. He bought the condoms because it was 24 hours, right? So, got condoms. He stopped. Y'all, he was about to drag. I said, I'm not getting out. And I locked the door. Hurry up and locked the door. He didn't lock the door. He's like, what the fuck? So, it's a way he know his car because his car was a Buick. So, he can open it without having to kill whatever. So, he opened it. He said, bitch, get out of my car. He said, what the fuck? When I say, y'all, he turned it because we was going to the 90s. This nigga turned around on the same side and was about to drive me back to the Dubs, y'all. He was so I did cheat. I told him, I'm like, why the fuck did that? He was so mad. He was like, Ernisha, for real? This is the second thing. And I'm like, I'm like, you making a big deal. I'm like, you with this bitch and da-da-da-da. He was like, you know my situation. I said, well, where the test at? The bitch was pregnant, y'all. Let me just put it out there. I don't give a fuck if this her brother, because he friends with me on motherfucking Instagram. So, bitch was pregnant. And I was thinking in my mind, even though I know when he's lying and when he's telling the truth, I was thinking that he was fucking on her. Obviously, because he got her pregnant. He was like, I got her pregnant before you went out there and cheat. Like, what the fuck, Anisha? First the club, now this. I'm like, oh, well. So we arguing back and forth. He was like, I'm taking you back home. I said, well, take me home. He said, oh, no, I ain't taking you home. I'm about to fuck the shit out of you. That angry sex, I don't like it. I don't like angry sex. Some people like that. I did not like that. Because in his mind, he was like, if I take... No, he said it. He was like, if I take you, I'm gonna call that nigga. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like, that was like a one night stand. Like, I'm not gonna call him. He was like, Ernisha, I know you. And I'm like, you don't know me, nigga. He was like, yes, I do. Y'all, we had sex. I am exaggerating. Like, I feel like we did like 5 rounds. Like, this nigga was trying to torture my coochie. And he did. I'm surprised it's still intact. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Cookie. You went through that at that time. He was trying to, I don't know. He was trying to, I did not like it. And I just laid there. I think his mom, I don't know if his mom heard, child. Look, this is what it is. Your son is mad at me. So, this is what it is. So, yeah. So that was the second time I cheated. And then he was like, if you cheat on me in any way, I'm done with your ass. So I did something else, y'all. When he was serious. After that third time, he was done with me. He didn't return my calls or nothing. Now he living happy ever after with his wife. Now they're married. I believe they got 3 kids. It's just like, he was a good man. He was a good dark chocolate, like chocolate, dark chocolate man, a good man. And I kept cheating on him. I thought my pussy would never, my pussy not gonna be, you know what I'm saying? You know, I thought my pussy would just rule his world. Like, he ain't going nowhere. I thought I had, you know what I'm saying? He said it's good, but he was like, I didn't want to stay around you. And then I was trying to be friends with him. He was just so hurt. I hurt that man so bad. It's okay. I feel like we'll meet in the future. Because we did some shit. Like I said, we can't talk about. But we did some stuff that I usually didn't do with dudes. You know what I'm saying? I did some shit. You know what I'm saying? I was really down for the call. Anything you want, baby. Yeah, so that's my cheating story. That was a good man. He was a good man. Like I said, I could just picture him now. He tall, chocolate teeth, fade, nice feet. He had not, y'all, nice feet, white toenails, no black toenails. He will always wear his cologne. But now he's married with three kids now. The word on the curb. Because we got mutual people that we know. They say he ain't happy. What's up? Okay. They's like, Ardisha, now you know. If he get... Child, let me tell y'all. I'm going to keep it real. I do got an ex that I love and care about. But if Marcel today, what's the day? If he jump in my motherfucking DMs and tell me he divorced and he want to try us again in our adult life, because I was young, wild, free. If he told me that, child, I have all his keys, the rest of his keys, okay? I want to know how he doing. You know, we got mutual friends. You know, I'm going to get the, you know, the juice. I'm like, how Marcel? I'm just petty. He married and everything with three kids. I just want to know what's good. No, I ain't into bringing happy homes, but look, if Marcel, if I ever, I would never run into, I don't think I would never run into him, because, but if I run into him and he tell me he's single and he want to try this again, I'll spend a block with that nigga, because he's a good man. He be like, you ain't got no kids? I'm like, no, but we can have some. I'll start today. How many you want? You got three already. You want three more? You want five more? Let me stop. I'm just being honest. But yeah, I fucked up. So that's my cheating story. So yeah. So I'm glad that I'm done with this episode now. I'm about to drink the rest of this wine. I need to fix my quesadillas. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Thank you for supporting me. Keep supporting me. You know what I'm saying? This is your girl, Ardisha. And thanks again. I am so blessed to have this outlet to tell you guys. This is like a journal to me, you know, to talk to you guys. Thank you to the old listeners. Thank you to the new listeners. Remember, share this episode with everybody. It's on all platforms. It's on Anchor, the app that I'm on right now recording. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. Look, I'm drunk a little tipsy. Apple Podcasts is everywhere that you listen to your motherfucking podcast is at. Support your girl, please. I'm not even banging y'all. Just support me, y'all. Now, if I was a celebrity, y'all would support me. You know what I'm saying? But I love you guys so fucking much. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting, support. But I got to go, y'all, because I'm getting too tipsy and I need to eat something. So remember, tell a friend, tell your mama, tell your grandpa with his fine ass, tell your uncle, your daddy, to listen to food. See, I'm tipsy, y'all, to come and listen to For the Love of Ardisha podcast. I love you guys. Peace.